CD 8.
The Horde looked at one another.
Still, to look on the bright side, I recall I still owe Fuffa the Dwarf $50 for this sword, said Boy Willie. Looks as though I could end up ahead of the game.
Mr. Saveloy put his head in his hands. I'm really sorry, he said.
Don't worry about it, said Cohen.
The grey light of dawn was just visible in the high windows. Look, said Mr. Saveloy, you don't have to die. We could sneak out. Back along the pipe, maybe. Perhaps we could carry Hamish. People are coming and going all the time. I'm sure we could get out of the city without any... His voice faded away. No voice could keep going under the pressure of those stairs. Even Hamish, whose gaze was generally focused on some point about 80 years away, was glaring at him.
Ain't gonna run, said Hamish.
It's not a running away, he managed. It's a sensible withdrawal. Tactics.
Good grief, it's common sense. Ain't gonna run.
Look, even barbarians can count, and you've admitted you're going to die.
Ain't gonna run.
Cohen leaned forward and patted Mr. Saveloy on the head.
It's the heroing, see, he said. Who's ever heard of a hero running away? All them kids you was telling us about, you know, the ones who think we're stories. You reckon they'd believe we ran away? Well then, no, it's not part of the old deal, running away. Let someone else do the running.
Besides, said Truckle, where would we get another chance like this? 6 against 5 armies. That's fantastic. We're not talking legends here. I reckon we've got a good crack at some mythology as well.
But, you'll die.
Oh, that's part of it, I'll grant you, that's part of it.
But what a way to go, eh?
Mr. Saveloy looked at them and realised that they were speaking another language in another world. It was one he had no key to, no map for. You could teach them to wear interesting pants and handle money, but something in their soul stayed exactly the same.
Do teachers go anywhere special when they die? Said Cohen.
I don't think so, said Mr. Saveloy gloomily. He wondered for a moment whether there really was a great free period in the sky. It didn't sound very likely. Probably there would be some marking to do.
Well, whatever happens when you're dead, if you ever feel like a good quaff, you're welcome to drop in at any time, said Cohen. It's been fun. That's the important thing. And it's been an education, hasn't it, boys?
There was a general murmur of assent.
Amazing, all those long words. And learning to buy things.
And social intercourse. Sorry.
What? Shame it didn't work out, but I've never been one for plans, said Cohen.
Mr. Saveloy stood up.
I'm going to join you, he said grimly.
What, to fight?
Yes. Do you know how to handle a sword? Said Truckle. No. Then you've wasted all your life.
Mr. Saveloy looked offended at this.
I expect I'll get the hang of it as we go along, he said. Get the hang of it? It's a sword. Yes, but when you're a teacher, you have to pick things up fast.
Mr. Saveloy smiled nervously. I once taught practical alchemy for a whole term when Mr. Schism was off sick after blowing himself up. And up until then, I'd never even seen a crucible.
Here!
Boy Willie handed the teacher a spare sword. He hefted it.
I expect there's a manual or something?
Manual? No, you hold the blunt end and poke the other end at people.
Ah, really? Well, that seems quite straightforward. I thought there was rather more to it than that.
You sure you want to come with us? Said Cohen.
Mr. Saveloy looked firm.
Absolutely. I very much doubt if I'll survive if you lose, and, well, it seems that you heroes get a better class of heaven. I must say, I rather suspect you get a better class of life, too, and I really don't know where teachers go when they're dead, but I've got a horrible suspicion... It'll be full of sports.